alcoholism equals enslavement. Freedom is one of man's prized possessions. Yet many people are in captivity, enslaved spiritually and physically by the demon we call alcoholism. At first, everyone says, oh, I can stop drinking anytime I want. And then they find out that they really can't. They are a slave to their alcoholism, just as surely as if they wore shackles and chains. Neither human willpower, determination, nor effort can overcome the bondage. However, we read in the Bible that what man is unable to do, God can do. It has been said, man's extremity is God's opportunity. In the program of Alcoholics Anonymous, the second step reads, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Then we go on to the third step, which suggests, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. It is vitally important to realize at this stage that it is one thing to make a decision to do something, and another thing to actually do it. So many newcomers take the third step and make a decision to turn their will and their lives over to God's care, and then sit back waiting for something, some miracle to happen. They fail to take the necessary action. After making the decision, immediate and positive action must be taken if one is to expect any degree of success in the program. First, we must recognize that we are controlled by a spiritual problem, which of course requires a spiritual solution. If it were merely a physical problem, doctors long ago would have found a medication to prescribe to alleviate our suffering. But the medical profession has failed completely in their treatment of alcoholics. Second, we should attempt to trace the roots of our problem, asking why. What makes me act this way? It may be insecurity, a fear of failure, pride, childhood abuse, many reasons. One trait that is always in the forefront of every alcoholic is that big word, ego. Classic examples can be found in the entertainment field. The extremely high percentage of alcoholics in the field of country music, for example, clearly show the influence of ego on the lives of country musicians. The third section, action we should take, is the important one. We should choose freedom. After making the decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God, we should immediately embark on a course of freedom from the enslavement of alcoholism that has held us captive for so long. In step two, we said that we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. So it is now that we take the action of trusting God and believing that He will enable us to do whatever is necessary to achieve freedom from alcoholism. At this point, it is also critical to recognize that we are surrounded by other individuals who have experienced the same things we are enduring, and that these individuals are ready and willing to provide help, guidance, and encouragement for us as we travel this new road. It is advisable at this time to get a sponsor, someone with whom you feel comfortable and at ease, and who has a good, solid program of sobriety going for them. Your sponsor is going to answer your questions and provide you with the guidance you need to work your way through the 12 steps of AA. Your sponsor should also be the spiritual guide you need to help you attune your thinking to your new way of living. On page 60 of Alcoholics Anonymous, we read, we are willing to grow along spiritual lines, and we claim spiritual progress rather than spiritual perfection. It is obvious from the statements made by Bill W. and Dr. Bob in the early AA literature that they had a strong belief in the power of spiritual progress in prayer. When listening to speakers at AA meetings, it becomes evident that nearly all have had a spiritual awakening at some point in their recovery, and have taken the decisive step of subjugating their will to God's will, and literally turning their lives over to His care. The results are abundantly clear. We united our newly formed families. We established careers or businesses. Lives rejuvenated in every way as a direct result from the efforts expended by those individuals who give themselves totally to the AA program. Most successful members of AA start every day with a period of prayer and meditation, seeking God's will for that day and asking for His strength to enable them to refrain from taking one drink for just one day. In the Lord's Prayer, it is asked that He give us our daily bread, which, of course, is His Word. We learn to live not by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. During the course of the day, if problems arise, instead of reverting to our former destructive actions, we turn to Him in prayer, seeking His direction and solution to the problem. And it is extremely important to remember when things are going well, it always takes the time to thank Him for all He does for us, giving Him honor and glory, thanking Him for His love and generosity, a virtually important in improving our relationship with Him. As we start the day with a conversation with our God, so we should end our day by kneeling in prayer just before we go to bed and thank Him for a successful sober day. Living a life patterned with God, ever present in your mind, helps to ensure a happy, calm, peaceful, and secure life, a life in which you will be blessed with the things you need and the means to survive the storms of life that they occur.